然后就我最近一直在听这些 Dharma talk 的时候，我觉得你的 advice 啊，就觉得哇，很 meaningful 啊，
Yeah, very deep. Although it sounds very simple, but it's very deep. So for cultivator who can pick it up, these are the pointer. These are the things that you need to actually develop the awakening. Because a lot of people need causes and conditions to trigger off, to awaken. But if you have not done your homework, if you have not done your cultivation, if you have not diligently and through the faith develop it, you cannot reach that, what we call that stage to receive and trigger off the awakening. That's why in Mahayana, they say, Shenhua used to say this word, use this word. You have to diligently cultivate. Xia Gong Fu, is it? Xia Gong Fu, to do all this. And then when you are ready, it will help you. When you listen to this again, especially for those who have gone through the cultivation, then they will pick it up. They will realize these are very important pointer. These are the things that enlightened being had realized. That's why they can share it to you. Then that is for you to check whether you have reached that stage or not, whether you have realized that awakening or not. Otherwise, your mind cannot have this understanding. It's just like Hui Ning. Your mind must have no dwelling. So the moment he heard this, he awakened because his mind is transformed. Then all the sutra, they will have this ability to show you what the enlightened mind is. That's why it's for enlightened being. I always say the sutra is meant for enlightened being. So if you are not enlightened yet, the sutra is not something that you can understand immediately or easily. So you need to put through the sadha, virya, the spiritual faculty to actually diligently work towards the awakening. So sutra are just words of enlightened beings to guide the cultivator to realize the enlightenment. So sutra are like words, 文字, pointing towards the enlightenment, what nibbana is. But the 文字 is not that thing. The 文字 only describe how to realize that thing. So when you start to understand this, then you will read with understanding. You will not read to go and attach to the Dhamma and look for the Dhamma. Dhamma has to be realized, has to be awakened too. It's not a knowledge. You cannot learn it. You cannot want to have it. Yeah. The moment you have this desire and craving to have it, it can never be there. Because the realization of all this is a wisdom, which is an awakening. It's not a knowledge. So thought-based meditation will fail. All those cultivators who have gone through, they will know. But to even know that, to realize that, take a long time. Most people are trapped in thought-based meditation. The egoic mind is still very strong and they cannot see. The purification process is not easy. The Dhamma is not easy to penetrate. But the moment you understand and you realize it and awaken to it, then you find it very easy. That's why whether it's easy or not easy depends on your understanding. When you understand, it's very easy. When you don't understand, it can be pretty difficult, like impossible. Because the instrument that they use to approach it is completely wrong. So not until they have a good teacher who can advise them to cultivate correctly, it's not easy to penetrate the Buddha Dharma. So all this you will go through. Therefore, most Kayamita who has already progressed, you all will experience all this and you will be able to go through all this. And what you reported is very good.